On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. It is always sunny in Philadelphia. Is that what you said before we went on here?
Well, in the blonde chick.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd like to be armed with penicillin, but she does something for me. I'm sure what's going on there.
No, for sure. That's a morning after doctor trip, but you would do it once just to...
You know, a little, you know, wire brush and some...
If it doesn't hurt, it's not working.
Yeah, agreed.
Welcome to Audio Whiplash.
Yeah.
Why?
That's my signature, man. Don't fuck with that.
I'm going to redo this whole fucking studio. These mics are going to be mounted from the fucking ceiling. You'll be up there banging on it. How's it going, everybody?
We've successfully stifled Matt off the top of...
I'm going home.
Two shows.
I hate this show.
Closing the studio down.
This show ain't no good.
Heading out.
So
it's not in me in any way to lift that can.
On the heels of our 200th podcast, Audio Whiplash, TCA 200 in the archives. Check it out if you haven't, loser. Received a tweet from Kyle in Boston.
Oh, no.
Says, I've listened to at least 170 of these 200 shows, and I wonder what I'm doing with my life. Which is... kind of what I wonder after producing 200 of these shows. So thanks for weighing in, Kyle.
Kyle, really? Come on, man. You missed the... There's a sports show where Matt actually says, you know what? Fuck you, Boston.
Yeah, it's pretty recent. I think Kyle, though, usually agrees with those takes. But Kyle's been around for a long time. So thanks for listening. Thanks to all of you who've checked out.
Kyle also, listener questions?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Kyle's a long time.
Kyle, we value you. Just period.
But quit criticizing us. We're thin-skinned.
Very, very much so, Kyle.
Right. So settle down there. But thanks for listening. Thank you.
On your little Twitter machine.
Thank you to all of you who have checked out Audio Whiplash TCA 200.
And not just checked out on us.
Right. Which no one would blame you for.
you think about getting a studio cam in here?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. I think it's a bad idea.
No, I think it's a terrible idea.
How about
Matt's got to start wearing pants now.
Never. No. How about,
you can't make me.
Why would everyone I change after 200 shows?
Everyone signs a because there's now a camera in here.
Nope, no good.
Everyone
it's not going to be an under-desk camera.
Everyone signs a waiver.
With an extra zoom on it.
Well, why is it fuzzed out there? Well, it's not really fuzzed out. That's just that's just Matt moving.
Yeah.
I kill me.
Yeah, somebody should. Yes. That's right. You know what? A lot of good feedback after the 200 show. thanks for being around for it. It's in the archives if you haven't heard it yet. Also available at tallcanaudio.com.
The 200 show. You know what the thing is with that?
No. And I'm sure you'll tell me.
I find the dad's cookie thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Came on just before some other devastating news for one of us.
And then that stupid shit I saw today, and it's like when things don't really aren't apparent to you, you don't really realize things are happening, and then somebody points them out to you.
And now it's everywhere.
And now you see it everywhere.
So I have a friend. I know. Go ahead.
No, it's on CBC.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to – I was waiting and taking a step back for you to take a shot at, you don't have a friend. So that I pointed out to at one point. Oh, no,
guys in glass houses don't,
right.
Don't throw that shit around.
So I said the news sucks, right? If you listen, the news is nothing but puns. Before the desk will always, before throwing to a story, will get you the hot details. And then it's a story about a fire or something like that. It's always terrible. And so every now and then I get a text from this friend that goes, you have ruined the fucking news for me. I've never noticed it before. But every story is now some shitty pun, some bad joke as they lead into it. You know, and those are the hairy details or something ridiculous.
Hairy. It's funny you went that direction because I'm thinking of women in thongs with hair that peaks out the top of the thong.
That's not good.
What's happening there?
The top of the back or the top of the front?
No, but...
Either way, it's
not
good, but
You're seeing the T-bar in the front, something's gone horrible. Hey, why can't I flip my underwear inside out and wear it 2 days in a row? Why is that just for you?
Yeah,
You need to hang around with a better crop of people.
Never. No way, man.
I love my beeps.
I need material for this show.
Okay.
You referenced what we talked about on...
the dad's cookies, and now I'm seeing shit about Skippy peanut butter.
I love the Skippy peanut
but
butter, man.
Really, this...
It's just a nicer spread. It's got a little sweeter taste.
Are you being serious
it.
Right now?
Yes! You don't love the Skippy?
No, man. I've never bought it. It was never bought in a...
You've never once bought the Skippy peanut butter?
Never once.
That is bullshit.
I'm a staunch Kraft guy. Hey, but besides, what if you fucking did? What if I did? Is my life going to fall apart if Skippy peanut butter is no longer available?
But it is
available in 60 other countries.
Don't you think that's fucked? Why are we being beaten for this?
I know why. Because other countries have 35 million people.
Jammed into 7 square
miles.
This
is it. Whereas we have them spread across 10 million kilometers.
That
square
seems
kilometers.
Unlikely.
No, 10 million.
Okay, square's different.
We are slightly below 10 million square kilometers.
But 10 million kilometers gets you to the fucking moon.
Yeah, no. Simmer down.
It's your take.
No, that's not my take. Okay. My take is 10 million square kilometers. You jumped on me like...
Yes.
Like you fucking knew something.
I do. I know things.
I'm listening to people in this article...
Yeah, CBC.
...who are melting down.
Just like the dad's cookie... But gathering shit like it's the fucking end of the world. Like
I bought up the last two jars and I don't know, I'm using it sparingly. You know what? Fuck it. Celebrate it. Rejoice it.
Yeah.
Throw half a jar on a big French baguette and just knock yourself out. Go out. Like, come on.
So here's the thing. I'm going grocery shopping tomorrow.
26 years we've been married, and it was a wedding gift.
Our whole marriage was based on...
On Skippy peanut butter. Like, what is your... Get a life, you
losers.
Guess
what they were putting that on?
Yeah, Larry's schlong.
I was thinking Mary's.
Or on Larry's crack. If the dog jumps up and licks your ass while you're doing it, is that a threesome?
It's not a threesome.
Skippy peanut butter, baby, right there.
Yeah. If I go tomorrow to my local grocery store and there are four jars sitting, I will buy the four of them.
Okay.
I won't go jumping between stores. I won't go, but I will.
Now, did Skippy used to have the one peanut in the jar? Was that Skippy or was that some other brand? Were you open it?
You're a lot older than me. I don't know. But
yeah, right. Well,
the chunky. When you buy peanut butter, you like the smooth.
I'm
the
a
crunch?
Smooth.
Of course. Like, who are you savages that want crunchy?
Oh,
shit
no, I
on
like
your
crunch.
Sandwich?
I like
well,
crunchy.
Then why are you? You just said you bought the smooth.
I do, but I like it because most don't like the crunchy.
No, of course not.
Right, and I live with other people, and I am a thoughtful, caring.
Not a chance anyone's buying that.
Partner, spouse,
uh-huh. Yeah,
parent,
uh huh,
friend, lover.
Because no one wants the crunchy shoved up anything.
The dog appreciates it.
So, in the last show we did, we talked about what might, why did I say it that way?
Boot.
What would have you come running? What would you lose your shit over if it was going to disappear? Okay, and then, sure enough, 3 days later, I see that they are no longer serving the Skippy peanut butter in Canada. And I went, oh.
No!
Yeah, there was a certain, my God, why?
Okay, and so, and I have gone on the record in the last show saying, Guinness in a can, right? If there was one pub left that was selling it on tap,
right.
I couldn't get it, which is getting harder to get because of the prices they're charging
it
for,
is,
right?
Yeah.
I would frequent that pub. I would pay $8, $9, $10 a pint.
That's so wide. How long? How long would you be willing to pay $10 a pint?
I'm at the point now where I like to go out and I have 2 or 3 pints. Well, I would do that indefinitely. Why not? People can go out and have a glass of wine and pay $9.
Yeah.
Why can't I pay for the best beer in the world? Why can't I pay a little more?
Okay.
So, since that last show, though, I've asked around to other people because I'm interested, right?
In the dad's cookie.
I think the two things that I came up with were, Guinness beer.
Yeah.
And good peanut butter and chocolate ice cream. Not that, don't pawn that shit with the peanut butter cups off on me. It's got to be.
What is your beef there, man? Because it's so good to have it
in
the
ice
cream.
It's not. That's just vanilla ice cream with a chocolate little peanut butter cup in it.
You can get a chocolate ice cream with the chocolate chunks.
It's actually chocolate ice cream with chunks of frozen peanut butter in it. That's it. That's the deal. Don't mess with it.
Chunks of frozen Skippy peanut butter.
It could be, man.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
Because I am a lunatic a little bit. But if I go tomorrow and there's 26 jars, I'm not doing that. There won't be. But if there's 26 cans or jars, whatever the fuck you call peanut butter, right?
It's in a jar.
I'll probably buy 4. But I would buy extra to know that I had it for a little. And then once it's gone, it's gone. But I'm not buying the whole fucking store out like some of these people are losing their minds
over.
So
I asked around, though. And
the Skippy.
No.
Over the...
Well, it doesn't matter. Fill in the blank. What would
this
you...
This is being discontinued.
What would you drive around for?
The sponge.
The Summer Meadow douche. What's that? That's odd.
Seriously. No wonder women's mixed martial arts doesn't get any... Summer... Summer Meadow... Summer Meadow the what douche? That was something you could describe. Summer Meadow the something douche. Summer the douche meadow in the blue corner.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
Never
I think
the
it's
red,
red
corner.
No,
never
exactly,
the,
exactly,
never
exactly,
the red
it's gonna
corner.
It's going to be that lovely blue dye.
And so no one was giving you anything but Guinness and ice cream.
No, that's my own take.
Yeah.
Wafoo dressing.
I don't even know what that is.
Wafoo.
What up, foo?
I love the Wafoo dressing. It's kind of a sesame.
So these are all yours?
No. But this is somebody near and dear to me. That's
okay.
That was their take on it.
All right.
Wafoo dressing. I'm driving for it.
All right.
Honestly, I'd eat that on a fucking boot. Wafoo.
But it does seem like if I turn around and I buy tomorrow the last 4 things of the Skippy peanut butter, when it's over, it's over.
You're depriving somebody else.
No, I don't care about that. When it's over, it's over. Like, I'll go to the Kraft, I'll go to whatever, right? But
yeah, can you name another brand?
Kraft. That's it.
With the green label?
What was the one that for a while did it in like, there was like a bear-shaped bottle?
No, that was also Kraft.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, because Kraft has the bear as the logo.
Right, okay. But I don't think they still do that.
No.
For a while, though, there was a bottle or a can.
Yeah, that was the bear-shaped thing, and then the top, where you could turn it into a bank,
yes.
Like a little piggy bank.
Right. If you ever wanted to get in there and dig all the fucking leftover peanut butter off your quarters and shit.
Well, my dad, honestly, my dad would get a little, one of those little rubber spatulas in there. You go, Dad, we need peanut butter. And he's looking and going, there's three more sandwiches in there.
Oh, that was fucking maddening.
And he'd be like, psh. I'm like, Dad, fucking honestly.
Can we just get some more fucking peanut butter? Yeah,
there's money in the house, right? Like, is this Armageddon? Like, what's going to happen here?
Do you have something you need to tell us? Are you unemployed?
Yeah. Do I have a lighter? Are you going to heat it? Like, what's happening here?
No, it's true, man. Old people, right? Like, let's just move along to the next fucking jar.
So I think he could do crazy things with that. Run under the tap and...
Before we move along here, I feel it's important to ask for all people suffering right now, like I am, about the Skippy.
Get a life, people!
That wasn't at all the question I was going to ask. Do you prefer the craft, or do you just not give a fuck?
Craft is the only peanut butter I know. I am a absolute creature of habit.
Have you ever been to America?
Yes, many times.
They don't have Kraft.
Sierra Mist.
That's not a peanut butter.
No, but it's certainly a beverage. Nowhere else do they serve, you know, pillows, you know.
They don't serve pillows.
Pillowcase-sized bags of pork rinds. Of course I've been to the United States.
Exactly. So you just don't care. Because when you've been in the U.S., there's no Kraft.
Yeah, okay. So what? I also buy, sometimes I go to the bulk barn and get the natural peanut butter. Love that, man. No added salt or sugar.
You ever tried any of the, I think I know the answer to this, but you can jump on like grocerygateway.com or something and order your groceries.
Nope.
So I did that once and it was probably Skippy or whatever. They were sold out of the peanut butter I wanted. So I, here's the all natural. And you're like, okay. So I just bought that and it's like a liquid. And yeah. I tried to put it on. I opened the jar and I put my knife in. You go, what the fuck is this?
You got to mix it, right? You got to keep
with
mixing.
With what?
A knife.
No, okay. So that's not mixing. That's stirring.
It's stirring and mixing.
What are you mixing it with?
The actual, well, because what happens is the oil separates. So you need to mix the oil back in.
You're stirring. Mixing it to me is like then you pour this in and then you mix that.
No.
And
if it's separated, you are mixing it together. I don't give a shit what you want. No, you are mixing it together. You are mixing.
That's a stir. You don't know.
See, I'm doing it right now.
Norwood Savage or wherever you're from.
Yeah, Norwood my ass. That's too south for me, man.
Lakefield.
That's right on 7, right? If you're going to be north of 7, you got to be north of 7.
Be way north.
Half-miler. I do things all the way.
You know who doesn't do things all the way? Ja Rule and his billionaire fucking friend.
Okay. Ja Rule.
How could that not go well? How could an entire weekend festival organized by Ja Rule not be perfect?
Are you spending $3,500 for a weekend on a thing that's set up by Ja Rule? And what do they call those people? Like Kourtney Kardashian or one of the
celebrities?
Chrissy Jenner. No, they're called like hypers or like Instagram. These celebrities that they have.
Instaface.
Instabook, Snapwood.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever those things are.
Right.
No, but people hyper, like just meant to hype the event.
Yes.
You're paying celebrities to attach themselves to, anyways. That just obviously smacks of absolute bullshit.
So, Fire Festival. Are we pronouncing it Fire? F-Y-R-E.
Yeah, it is. F-Y-R-E. Fire.
So,
it's got a nice
Ja Rule
Celtic feel to it.
And something McFarlane or what?
Rob McFarlane.
I thought it was Bobby or something way less reliable than Rob.
Something way, yeah, Rob is rock solid. You can depend on me.
Did you look at the list of performers that were supposed to be at this thing?
You know what? I actually, after reading a couple of different articles, looking around.
Yeah.
So Ja Rule, we all know you suck. You sound like DMX's retarded half-brother.
Murder,
yeah,
murder.
You know, putting it on you.
Yeah.
Living it up.
That's true. That's a good one.
Okay. So
Because I don't remember a lot of Ja Rule, but that is one of them. Okay. And that all of a sudden is screaming back to me. Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah. Can I sign up? Everyone else is leaving. I'm with you, Ja Rule.
You and me, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I listened to a little Ja Rule, and I listened to some Disclosure. Yeah, I'd never heard of Disclosure.
Well, okay, so
the so other clearly Blink 182 I've heard of.
Was the headliner. But well, this was supposed
to... I think Ja Rule was the headliner.
Well, Ja Rule was still in, I believe, Chicago on the night that shit was going crazy.
That is a first... That's your first sign, right? I'm just gonna... I got a show going here, and if shit gets off the hooks, I'm not going... I'm not going there.
Right. So before we get too far down this road, because it's absolutely rip-worthy, Ja Rule and some 25-year-old billionaire decide we're going to throw a festival on one of the islands of the Bahamas. It's
Exuma. Exuma.
Yeah, Grand Exuma is the biggest one, I think.
Great Exuma.
Okay. And so it's supposed to have, for anyone who buys tickets to this, they range something from $1,100 to $35, I think, is the number that you put out there. I think that's right. You can also buy day tickets. It doesn't have your charter flight or whatever.
Day ticket.
For $400 or something tripper. Like that.
And one-way ticket, yeah.
So it's a busta. A busta. It's a bunch of trust fund kids who are supposed to arrive in Miami, get a private charter, which turns out to be just a fucking WestJet plane or whatever, full of coach seats. And it's going to land you on this private island. They're promising these private little lodges, and they were calling them domes. And there's supposed to be extra... Eco-friendly.
King-size beds.
King-size beds. There's going to be... The food is all taken care of.
Celebrity chefs.
Right. There's massages and there's yoga every morning. Whatever you want to do, right? It's this luxury concert. So it's
in the
it's,
Bahamas.
It's kind of like the Havelock Jamboree in the Bahamas with non... Yeah, but that's what it is. You show up and you have your weekend of... So it's a bunch of trust fund kids who spend way too much fucking money and show up. And the other thing is most of them show up without money because you've been encouraged to upload.
They wanted it to be cashless.
Right. So the same thing is what you can do in certain stores up here with your phone where it taps and it takes away. You upload. And I think you can actually do it at Blues Fest here in Ottawa, right? Like you upload which concerts you have the right to enter onto a wristband kind of thing. And so most of them show up with pretty limited cash going, well, there's going to be food trucks and all kinds of.
Yeah. I've put $1,000 on this.
Right.
Wristband, because I'm going to go cashless there.
Oh, no.
And you get there and you go, oh,
even the headlines.
They're fucking tents.
Yes.
And if there's no beds. There's tents.
Yeah.
But some of them weren't furnished. There was, and people weren't checking you in. They were like, just grab a tent.
Yeah. There was apparently at some point you got off the plane, and there's people, like if you check social media, there's like Instagram, people go, here, we're arriving at our luxury concert weekend, here's the luxury school bus that will take us to it, right? And
yeah,
you can tell as soon as you get off the plane, this is not good. Most people's luggage didn't make it.
Your culinary, you know, your celebrity chefs were
right.
Providing you with bread.
At best.
Cheese and lettuce with salad dressing.
So at some point, everyone's in line after getting off these first couple of buses, and somebody up at the front goes, hey, they're not organized. If you booked a lodge, run and get a tent. And the line just breaks up and everyone takes off. Goes and grabs their own fucking tents. People are grabbing extra beds out of these tents and pulling them
into
their
own. From other ones.
Right. And you're just, they're, even the headlines of the articles describing this disaster are calling it like post-apocalyptic concert.
Well,
right?
And so as what happens anywhere in the Atlantic, you're on an island. Well, they just had a serious storm go through there.
Yeah.
Shit's collapsed. Stuff's washed away. Everything is soaking wet inside the tents and outside.
But when you watch people interviewed, some of them by like CBC, like reputable places, New York Times, that are going, when we booked, they called it a lodge.
Yeah.
And it's lodges were not washed away the night before you arrived. Yeah. Your tent was washed away.
And then they're talking about all, you know, the like I said, king-size beds and stuff. And it's fold-out plastic chairs.
Yes.
And they said that they just, a flatbed truck showed up.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Threw a bunch of like boxes, Amazon shit down on the thing and said, hey, anybody who's missing something from their tent, come and rummage through this and take what you need. And there was stuff in there from like you know, floaties
yeah.
to sleeping bags to everything in there. And you're like,
well, and it was people's luggage from the flight to Miami that also was chucked off the same. And so Blink-182, still from, who was supposed to headline this thing, which is weird to me because it was Ja Rule and a bunch of rap acts.
Well, Disclosure, I listened to this, I listened to one Disclosure tune.
Yeah.
And when I say listened, I got about 30 seconds into it, and then I skipped to about 2 minutes into it to go,
this sucks.
And it sucked horribly, man. I was like, oh my God. And if that's the second band you're naming?
Right. Because there was one that was like, they quoted one in
Thug Fucker.
Thug Fucker is exactly the one.
So I never got around. I was at work, right? And I, did, right. I was like.
But like CBC is not quoting safe. Thug Fucker. That's not Fucker. Safe.
Well, they had it in quotes. Somebody called Thug Fucker. Now, are you fucking thugs?
Right.
Or are you just a fucking. Thug Fucker? Right. Look at that Thug Fucker over there.
So Blink-182 on the Thursday night, as people are landing and going, hey. This isn't what I paid for. Still from the safety of the mainland, they put a thing through their media company going, yeah, we're not coming. Like, from everything we hear, we're not going to be able to put on the show that we're accustomed
the
to putting
on. The quality show
right.
that our fans
right.
expect from us.
And you go, that's probably true because
could
they
you
can't
not have
put
said that 2 weeks ago?
Well, they probably didn't know 2 weeks ago. But, like, everything about this is just, like, you and I can throw this festival. Hey, you know what? Let's fucking do it right now. August 15th on Grand Bahama Island, okay. TCA fucking
okay.
festival.
Just
$1,000 a fucking ticket.
Simmer down.
You and I can do this.
Simmer down.
Tell you what, DMX is going to headline. It's going to be.
of course he is.
It's going to be awesome. Everybody just show up. I promise. It's going to be there. I don't promise. But that's what this was. It was just two fucking millionaires going, ah, I'm sure it'll be. And when they tried to set this up.
I want to see DMX. X going to give it to you.
Way to put a fucking 1960s classic rock spin to it. But they just picked a spot and went, yeah, we'll do it here. And then you show up and go, oh, there's no plumbing for that. Oh, there's no electricity for that. Oh,
no water.
Right. You go, come on down. I'm sure it'll be fine. And the Bahamas government has had to apologize.
When
going,
a whole nation, when a nation's government is saying, we're sorry you got your ass carded, your ass carded to our country for this. Please come back again under less nefarious.
Right. We have a beautiful country. Please don't come on Ja Rule's invitation. And I've been to the Bahamas. It's beautiful. But this
is
fucked.
Ja Rule is in Chicago and he's saying, this is not my fault. Well,
but,
the very fact that
I love that. Right? Because this is exactly like Hillary this week. She did her first interview since the whatever. She's like, I take full responsibility for my loss, but here's all the reasons I lost. You're like, I'm not making excuses, but here's a pile of excuses. And that's what Ja Rule did on the
Thursday
night.
And it's really
night.
You, the American voter.
Right. You all suck.
That's excuse 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And so
you voted in a dumbass.
On the Thursday night, Ja Rule's doing a concert. I cannot believe there are people still paying to see Ja Rule
well,
in
this is
concert.
It.
Because I remember
he's
him
at Larry's
from like 02,
pub.
Right, doing karaoke.
Yeah, this is it, of his own tunes.
Right, and so he says
and
on
people
Twitter,
say, look at that guy, he's so good.
I'm super.
It's almost like Ja Rule's here.
Almost. I'm super disappointed that this has happened, and I take full responsibility, but it wasn't my fault. I believe that's almost the exact quote.
It,
I take
it
full
is,
responsibility,
in caps,
but it's,
but
not,
it's
my
not my fault.
That's not you taking responsibility, bud. Man, like what a disaster, right? And so.
Well, and people trying to get out, there's no transportation, there's nothing.
Well, especially because people have showed up with no cash. Like a couple of cabs that do roll by going, yeah, I can't pay you. Well, sorry,
well, and,
man.
And the one lady who spent $3,500.
Yeah.
And she had to, no, what was her name?
Elise? Is
this no,
the Canadian?
It was okay. It was the woman whose name sounded like, anyways.
Oh, we're playing charades.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, two words. You'll love this, listener.
Yeah,
exactly. No, but she got picked up by a local. Her and her three friends got driven into some town by a local. It's honestly, it's like the last, you know, helicopter out of Hanoi in the
well,
Vietnam
they said,
War.
Like, all these fucking tents are flooded and soaked in your blankets are wet and you're whatever. You showed up expecting this lodge and power and all kinds of stuff. And then none of the bands show up and it... We don't have any food for you. Like, it was supposed to be, like you said, gourmet food. And none of that happens.
Now, really.
And so the Bahamas. Go ahead.
Of all the. No, if you're going to still. If you're still going with your official take.
Oh, official.
I was just going to take this off in a separate direction.
All I was going to say is the Bahamian government and God love them have banned Ja Rule from ever hosting another concert in their country.
They've taken them off their $5 bill. Ja, what have we got?
Poor Ja and Murder, Inc. are
Dustin Diamond. What is that?
Well, we still have Thug Fucker.
Two Ja Rules get you a Thug Fucker.
Like, what the fuck? You just, all these people that have just showed up going, well, Ja Rule's never steered me wrong before. I guess this will be okay.
In Ja Rule, we trust. Now, you know what? Think about it now.
Fuck.
You're in your early 20s, early to mid 20s, whatever your deal is. You're not showing up with a bag of weed and just saying, well, all that other shit just sort of melts down. You're not going to just kick it for a weekend.
Right. So
there's got to be a certain number of people who
So after I looked this up and all I typed in to YouTube was Fire Festival and maybe six or seven down is a guy who said, what really happened that night? So I click on it and he's on there going, it wasn't that bad. Clearly he's got like hundreds of thousands of dollars in his pocket. Someone's driving him around and they're still partying over on the next island over later on yachts.
Okay. He's just like, he's taking a hovercraft from one spot to the other.
And he's like, look around. This is the most beautiful place on earth, man. It's not so bad. Meanwhile, there's people like treating like Lord of the fucking Flies. There's only so much food.
Piggy, you're getting smashed. That's it.
You promised there's a charter flight coming back, right? Yeah, sure, buddy. Yeah,
swim. The mainland's not that far. Florida's just there. I can see it.
And so this other guy, McFarlane, and I forget his first name. We're calling
Seth.
Him. Nope. Bobby, maybe. Whatever. And he's going,
yeah, sorry,
we're
Seth.
Hoping to do this again next year, only it'll be free. And it'll be on mainland USA. Like, who's going to trust you ever again to throw another one?
Not even free, like, thanks.
Yeah, but forget the fans. What band is going to go, yeah, I'd love to sign up for your...
Well, I saw Shania Twain on The Voice.
I love her.
Not anymore, you don't.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see her on The Voice, so
she
I used
like,
to love
she
her.
Looks like she's bloated up from a bee sting or something. I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Well, we'll make a good couple.
All right. No, she's also had dental work. I'm not sure. I think her dentures were coming loose.
I have great teeth. No, but you know what? Like when
I loved her too in that whole.
Yeah.
Whose boots? Whose bed have your boots been under?
There you go. That's it. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any Man of Mine?
Yep. That one album, like 95.
Not enough ass shots in that though. Denim was at its height. And you know what?
I saw a tweet today that said Canadian lingerie is assless denim.
Okay, and I'd like to take this moment to thank denim for all it has done and continues to do for the female ass.
Right.
Denim, you do good work.
More than yoga pants.
Yes.
Because yoga pants are not forgiving.
Well, because too many people, to me, denim takes your, hey, that was a nice ass slightly.
Yeah.
But the denim holds it in tight.
Yeah.
Right, and then the denim comes off, and it's like one of those inflatable life rafts.
Right, but even through yoga pants, women and children first,
get on board.
Whereas yoga pants, from right through, you go, oof, nope.
That's, yeah, and see
when yoga pants, what's good in yoga pants is great in yoga pants.
Yeah,
what's not good is not good.
See, the thing is,
you can't wear that to Walmart, lady. You
have to have a great ass. With nothing on, to have a great ass in yoga pants.
But so many people don't believe that.
Well, but they're not looking at it.
No, I know. They're at Walmart looking for fucking...
You know what? You need those mirrors that give you the rear view. Hey, how come nobody told me my ass was this big? If it's stretched out that you're starting to see like little white spots because the fabric has been pulled so taut, yoga pants aren't for you.
Yoga pants are not for you.
That's it. I'd wear that
Words
shirt,
too. Words to live by.
I'd wear that shirt. Kudos to you.
On the front and back.
Yes, exactly. You're going to catch me coming and going. I got a great ass for yoga pants, just for the record.
It's not true.
Yes, it's not true. That's I got no problem saying that. Whatever.
We have to maintain some journalistic integrity on this show.
Clearly.
Man. concerts run by Ja Rule in foreign countries, not a success.
Yeah, and you know what? Give me some bands. Give me something.
You don't want to go see Thug Fucker here at Blues Fest in Ottawa? I kind of do. If they rolled right into
Thug
town.
Fucker, Thug Fucker has like a sound like it should be on South Park. Thug Fucker.
Uncle Fucker.
Yes, exactly.
Fuck your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cocksucking ass licking Uncle Fucker.
See?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. More no. South Park. Man, more South Park.
More South Park. No.
No.
I'm good with that.
Get out of here.
I'm out of here.
All right. Fuck it. See ya.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cock-sucking, ass-licking Uncle Fucker. You're an Uncle Fucker. Yes, it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.